Lord, help us and teach us as we turn now to the Word of God.
主啊，求您帮助我们，教导我们，当我们翻开神的话的时候。
You promised that the Holy Spirit would be with us. We pray that He will teach each one tonight.
这年呢，允许我们圣灵会与我们同在，所以我们祷告呢，圣灵会教导我们每一个人。
And we give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们现在向他感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen。
Amen.
Amen。
So, we are studying tonight in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10. So take your Bibles and turn, please, to Luke, chapter 10.
有大家可以把圣经翻到那个《路加福音》第十章，《路加福音》第十章。
Very good. Luke 10. And you'll remember that the story is that the Lord is beginning to prepare the people for the fact that he is going to be going up to heaven.
所以这个你们知道，这个故事呢是主呢他在准备，就是为他的门徒们，在他呢要去那个天堂之前。
And so he's told them various stories. And he's going to keep on laying basic truth before them that they will need to know when he goes to heaven and they are left on the earth.
因为里面的主呢，一直呢在教导他们呢，就是说，这些基本上告诉他们，当主呢，去到天堂以后，他们自己的那些门徒们留在地上的时候，他们所要知道的一些基本的真理和原则。
And so last week we got down to chapter 10 and verse 23. We're going to read 23 and 24 now to start us off tonight.
其实里面上个星期。在那第二三章，第十章二三节，他们说呢，今天我们要从23、24节开始读。
23 says, And he turned to his disciples and said privately, Blessed. Are the eyes which see the things you see? For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see what you see and have not seen it, and to hear what you hear and have not heard it.
因为里面就说是第二十三节、24节说，耶稣转身四下对他的门徒们说：“看见你们所看见的，那眼睛有福了。我告诉你们，从前有许多先知和君王，要看你们看到的，却没有看到；要听你们所听见的，却没有听到。”
So it is true that the days in which the Lord Jesus lived were marvelous days because he was there. The people who lived there got to see him, got to hear him. They laid their eyes on God himself.
因为里面的这个呢，就是主耶稣基督的那个年代呢，他们那些门徒们呢，其实都是非常幸运的，因为当时主耶稣基督在那里，主耶稣基督在那里，他们每天的一个听到、看到，就是神在那里。
And it's true, therefore, that the prophets wanted to see. They'd heard about Jesus. They knew that something was coming. They didn't know what it was, and they longed to see what the disciples saw.
因为里面确实就是那就是先知和君王呢，他们也知道那个主耶稣基督要来，但是呢，他们却没有看见，所以他们看见，他们也盼望着能够看见，但是呢，门徒们却看见了。
The difference between the prophets and the disciples was very little, other than the fact that the prophets didn't see what the disciples saw. They heard about it, they knew it was coming, they just didn't have the choice of seeing
因为这个
it.
你看，先知和那些门徒们呢，他们就有一点点的区别。因为那先知们呢，他们就是知道主耶稣基督要来，他们有那么的来，只是没有看到而已。
Now, I must apologize to you. You can tell that I'm coughing a lot this evening, and I have a bad cold. I'm thankful that I won't give it to you over Zoom. If we were all in the same room, you might get sick, but you won't get sick on Zoom.
你这个他要抱歉，抱歉一点是呢，因为你们大家也看到了，他这样一直在咳嗽，咳嗽，因为呢他感冒了，感冒了，那么说呢，他说呢这个感冒呢不会传染给大家，因为我们在众生，如果说我们在一个房间里呢，那可能呢大家都会被传染的。
So, there's a sense too in which we live in favorable days because we can read about what the prophets did. We can read about what the disciples did. And then we get to live with the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives. And that's wonderful. We get to see what he's doing today.
所以这个里面对我们来说呢，我们也活在一个非常的就是幸运的年代，因为我们可以听到呢，读到的，因为我们有圣经，我们可以读到那个就是先知们所写的，也能读到那些门徒们所做的事情，也能看见那个主耶稣基督在我们自己的人生里所做的功，所以这一切呢都是对我们非常幸运。
All right, so verse 25 now.
第25节。
It says, And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?
25节说呢，看哪，有一个律法师起来试探耶稣，说：“师傅，我该做什么才能可以承受永生呢
What a foolish thing to do.
？”这是一个这多么愚蠢的事情去做的。
He tested the Lord Jesus with a very important question, but it wasn't real. It wasn't sincere. He was just testing him. He was just trying to see what he might say.
因为这个里面的他呢，就是说是试探主耶稣，试探主耶稣用一个非常重要的问题，重要的问题呢，就是说但是呢，他却问这个重要问题的时候，他不是非常真诚的，也不是认真的，他只是要试探主耶稣。
By the grace of God, when we come to the Lord, we don't say, Lord, I'm going to test you, see whether you do well on this question. No, we say, Lord, I need your help. We know he's God. Don't pretend. Don't put a test to him. Be sincere when you're speaking to, when you're studying about the Lord Jesus Christ.
在这个里面，借着神的恩典呢，当我们来到主耶稣基督面前的时候呢，我们不要去试探他，不要去用问题去试探他，那是非常愚蠢的。我们来到主耶稣基督这里的时候呢，我们要非常的真诚的告诉主耶稣基督说呢，我们需要您的帮助，求您来帮助我们。
And I've told you before about the man who one day said to me, Can you prove to me there's a God?
我跟大家说过呢，就有一个人呢，有一天他跟我说呢，你能够证明神的存在吗？
It wasn't a sincere question at all.
他这个问题完全的不真诚。
I said to him, If I do prove to you that there's a God, will you bow down and worship him?
我跟他说呢，如果我能证明神的存在，你会不会就是说伏在地拜倒他，在他脚下呢？
He said, Of course not. I won't worship him.
当然了，我不会去拜他的。
He didn't want me to prove that there was a God. All he wanted to do was test.
他呢，就是不想真的，他不是真的想让我去证明有神的存在，他只是想试探一下我。
So, don't pretend that God is just a school teacher. Don't pretend that God is just a comedian. God is God. You treat him as God.
因为不要只是说是假装那个神呢，他是一个学校老师，或者说神呢，只是一个顾问什么其他的，他就是神，你要把他当做神去敬拜。
But the Lord, in his mercy, answered the question anyway, and he said to him, What is written in the law? What is your reading of it?
但是呢，主呢，借着他的怜悯呢，他回答的这样一个问题。第26节说，耶稣对他说：“律法上写的是什么？你念的是怎么样呢？
Now, it's very interesting that often when people ask God a question, he responds with another question.
”因为通常呢非常有意思。当人们呢问神一个问题的时候，神总是说是以一个问题，另外一个问题来回答他。
If you're serious with a question to the Lord Jesus, make sure that you are serious to the question he puts to you.
所以，如果你是认真的问主耶稣基督问题的话呢，你也要确保，当他问你问题的时候，你要认真回答。
So the question was, what should you do to have eternal life? And the answer is verse 27. He answered and said, Who you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself.
其实这个就是他回答那个陈寿人永生的问题呢，就是在第27节里，他回答说呢，要全心、全魂、全力、全意爱主你的神，又爱你的邻舍，如同自己。
That was a very good answer because it indicated that this man knew much about the law.
其实这个呢，就是一个非常好的答案，因为这个指出了这个人呢，他呢对法律呢非常熟悉。
Because he was testing the Lord Jesus Christ, one wonders if he didn't know a lot about the law, but didn't really obey it very much because he was full of himself rather than full of God.
所以这个里面呢，就是这个问题呢，他回答这个问题的方式呢，就证明呢，就是说是因为他知道律法呢，他到底是在愚弄自己呢，还是在愚弄神？
If you ever met anybody, verse 27, who loves the Lord with all his heart, with all his soul, with all his strength, and with all his mind, you ever met anybody like that?
你有没有碰到一个人呢？他真的是全心、全魂、全力、全意爱主你的神呢？就是你碰到过这样的人那没有呢？
And the answer is no, you've never met anybody, and in particular, you know in your own heart, you don't live like that.
所以这个答案是不，你也从来没碰到过这样的人，没有。那么说，那你也特别是你知道，在你的内心深处呢，你从来没有这么做过。
And none of us love our neighbor as ourselves. We may love some a little, but we don't love them that much.
因为这个也不可能，就是爱你的邻舍如同爱自己。我们呢，有可能呢，就是爱某人呢，有一点爱，但是呢，没有爱你自己那么多。
So the Lord said to them, You have answered right. Do this and you will live.
所以呢，第28节，耶稣对他说：“你回答的是，你这样行就必活着。”
Now, what should the answer of the lawyer, what should his answer have been at this point?
所以这个律法师呢，在这个下面的这个就是说是答案是什么呢？在这一点
He
上，
should have said, Lord, I've tried to do that, but I can't do that. That's too much for me. I can't do it.
应该说呢，主啊，我试图那么做，但是呢，我就做不到，因为对我来说那就是太难了。
But verse 29 says, He, wanting to justify himself, said to Jesus, Who is my neighbor?
但第29节呢，他却说呢，那人要显明自己为义，就对耶稣说，谁是我的邻舍呢？
Isn't that amazing? Many people want to go to Jesus, want to go to God, and to justify themselves.
所以这个里面呢，就是这个是不是非常的令人惊奇呢？很多人呢，他们去到神那里，去到主耶稣基督那里，他们只是想呢，要显明自己为义。
They confront the big question and they say, I'm sure I'm good enough to get into heaven.
所以呢，他们碰到这样的问题的时候呢，他们说呢，我确定我足够的好，所以呢，我可以去天堂。
The man should have said, I didn't do that. I couldn't do that. I've never met anybody who did that.
这个人呢，应该说呢，我那个本来应该那么做，但是呢，我却没那么做，因为呢，我做不到，我也没有碰到任何一个人可以做得到。
But it's interesting. What he does now is he changes the subject from his responsibility toward God to his responsibility toward his neighbor.
现在呢，就是说是这个呢，这个人呢，他把自己的职责呢，本来他应该对神负责呢，他又转向对他邻居负责。
That is very common in the world. People say, I'm a good person because I like the man next door. I like the person down the street. I love my family.
第六个也是，就是这些世界呢，很多人呢，他们就想这样证明，他说我是个好人，因为我爱我那隔壁的那个人，我也爱街上的人，我也爱有我家里的人。
And the response is always the same. God is more important than those around us, and our responsibility to Him is far greater than our responsibility to our neighbors. But most people in their lives completely forget God.
其实这个答案呢，它总是这样的，就神呢，他才是最重要的。那么说呢，比你的邻居啊，比你周围的所有的人重要。你首先呢，要对神负责，神负责呢，就神是你的唯一重要的。在我们当今世界里，很多人呢，忘记了这一点。
Now, the question is, what comes next?
你现在问题是，那下一步应该是什么？
This man wants to justify himself, and so the Lord is going to say to him, well, if you want to know who your neighbor is, I'll tell you who your neighbor is.
第这个人呢，他想要显明自己为义。那么说呢，主角跟他说呢，你想知道你的邻舍是谁吗？那我就会告诉你，你的邻舍是谁。
I'm surprised that the Lord has such patience with people like this man.
因为我感到非常的惊奇，男主呢对这样的人呢也有如此的耐心。
Verse 29, then he wanting to justify himself said to Jesus, "Who is my neighbor?" And then Jesus answered him, and he told him this long story.
这个里面就是那个第29节，那个他说呢，《路加福音》第29节10章29节，他的对耶稣说呢，他对耶稣说，谁是我的邻舍？那么主呢就会用下面这个长的故事回答他。
He said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead.
第30节说，耶稣回答说：“有一个人从耶路撒冷下耶利哥去，落在强盗手中，他们剥去他的衣裳，把他打个半死，就丢下他走了。
Now, some of us have gone down that road from Jerusalem to Jericho.
”所以，我们中间有些人呢，走过那条路，从耶路撒冷到那个耶利哥。
And it's almost like driving through a desert.
因为就是基本上是就是你穿过沙漠的一个开车，
There are no houses on the road. There are no businesses on the road. It is a barren strip of road winding through mountain passes. It's a very desolate place.
因为这个里面呢，就是中间的旁边呢没有住户，也没有商店，只是说是在一个沙漠里，那就是说是沿着那个山呢绕来绕去的一条路，完全是荒芜的。
And it's not surprising that this man fell among robbers. It'd be a great place for robbers to rob you.
对这个对你来说呢，这个人呢被那个强盗抢了，这个不奇怪，因为这是强盗呢活跃的地方。
The interesting story is that this man was going from Jerusalem to Jericho rather than from Jericho to Jerusalem.
这非常有意思的，这个人呢是从耶路撒冷往耶利哥去，而不是从耶利哥往耶路撒冷城去。
Jerusalem was the city of God.
这耶路撒冷城呢是神的城市。
Jericho was the first city defeated by the Israelites when they went into the land of Canaan.
所以呢，就是耶利哥呢，就是说是第一个城市，当那个以色列人呢，他进入迦南地的时候打败的一个城市。
So in the story, this man is going in the wrong direction.
所以在这个故事里呢，这个人呢走错了方向。
There are many people in the world today who are going in the wrong direction.
所以当今世界很多人呢，他们走错了路。
What is our responsibility?
那么我们的责任是什么？
Our responsibility is to help those who are going in the wrong direction.
我们责任去帮助那些走错路的人。
Verse 31 says, Now by chance, a certain priest came down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side.
然而就是偶然有一个祭司从这条路上下来，看见他就从另一边过去了。
Now, this man was a Jewish priest, one who would have been a descendant of Aaron, and he would have had his responsibility to serve in the temple.
所以这个里面这个人呢，他呢就是说是犹太的人的一个祭司，他是那个应该是亚伦的后人。那么说呢，他的责任呢是在圣殿里服侍。
What was the responsibility of a priest in the Old Testament?
在旧约里，一个祭司的责任是什么？
Well, his job was to bring God to the people and bring the people to God.
他的工作呢，就是把神带给人，把人带给神。
He told the people all about God. He led the services for the people from God, and then he brought the sacrifices and the prayers of the people to God. He was the intermediary, and he brought one to the other.
所以呢，他把神的话告诉那些人，然后呢，把那些人的那些就是祷告啊，还有他们的献祭啊，还有他们的其他的东西呢，就带到神这里，就是说是他是神和人之间的一个中介。
So, what was wrong with this priest?
那么这个祭司的错在哪里？
Well, first of all, he was going in the wrong direction.
首先呢，他也走错了方向。
And the second thing is that he didn't have the plan for the day to help the poor and the needy. He, by chance, he came by. He wasn't planning to help.
所以这个里面就是说是他呢，就是借另外一个问题呢，就是他今天呢，他没有一个计划要去帮助那些穷人和有需要的人，因为这里讲的是他是偶然从这里过，他并没有计划在这里去帮助人。
Now, as you read the Old Testament and the Gospels, you will find many, many, many of the priests in the Bible days were just like this. They didn't want to serve the Lord. They were doing another job, but they weren't interested in serving God or the people.
因为里面，当你读那旧约的时候，读新约的时候，你会发现呢，很多祭司呢，他们都是像这个样子的。他们呢，就是说根本就没想到要去服侍主，也不想到要去服侍人，所以他们在做别的事情。
If they had been interested in serving God and the people, they would have reached out and seen this as a great opportunity to serve the Lord, but they weren't looking for that.
因为这个里面呢，如果他们呢就是有计划要去服侍神，也要去服侍人的话呢，那么这个时候呢，就是一个非常非常好的机会，他来就是去服侍主、服侍人，但是呢，他们根本就没有这种计划。
And in the days of the Lord Jesus, had the priest been interested in serving God and the people, they never would have killed Jesus.
其实，在主耶稣那个年代呢，如果这些祭司呢，他们呢就是有这样的兴趣去服侍神的话呢，那么当时的人呢就永远不会把主耶稣基督给
So
杀了。
verse 32 says, likewise, a Levite, when he arrived at the place, came and looked and then passed by on the other side.
第32节说，又有一个利未人来到这地方，看见他也照样从另一边过去了。
So it wasn't just the priest who didn't do it, the Levite didn't either.
所以这个不仅仅是说是那个祭司没有做，这个利未人呢也没有那么做。
What was the Levite's job?
那么利未人的工作是什么？
Well, he was to serve in the tabernacle to make sure that the physical plant was as it should be.
因为他们呢就是说是在会幕里，他们在那里去服侍，服侍呢确保一切的东西呢都是在他该有的位置。
So he had to keep the altar the way it should be, keep the incense and the laver and the other articles of furniture, keep them operative. He had to remove the dirt and the waste. He had to clean up the tabernacle. Often I think he did a lot of work in the middle of the night.
因为他们必须呢，就是保持那个祭坛的清洁，他们也要保持那个焚香的炉的在它该有的位置，也要在保养那个里面的一些器皿和家具，还有一些就是说是物品。那么说呢，他们应该那是非常勤奋的，应该在那个会幕里整夜的工作。
But interestingly, the Levites also lived in cities that were scattered throughout the land of Israel.
这个意思就是呢，他们那些利未人呢，也分散在那个以色列的各个城市里面。
And they were scattered throughout the country because not everybody could get to Jerusalem that often, could live there. They couldn't all see what servants of God were like.
因为里面他们同样呢，也是分散在其他的一些国家。你并不是说每一个人呢都可以去到耶路撒冷，也不是每一个人呢都可以在那，就是说服侍在那里，就是工作。
So they lived amongst the people in order that the people could see what servants of God should be.
因为他们必须呢住在那个人的中间，那么住在人中间的话呢，就是以便让人们知道神的仆人应该是什么样子的。
In that respect, they had a very important job.
在这个方面来讲，他们有一个非常重要的工作。
But this man, it says he looked and what saw what the problem was, and then he said, "But I don't want to get involved."
因为这个呢，你看到这里，他呢说呢，我知道这些问题什么，但是我不想牵扯进去。
One wonders if you're supposed to be a servant of the Lord, where are you supposed to be a servant of the Lord? Only at the chapel? Or are you supposed to be a servant of the Lord in your home where you live as well?
所以我在想呢，就是说，如果你要成为神的仆人，那么说你应该在哪里成为神的仆人呢？你只是在教堂里成为神的仆人，或者说呢，你只是说在家里还其他地方都要成为神的仆人。
So a friend of mine went around the houses on her block, every house on the block a few months ago, and gave them each a copy of a gospel booklet.
因为就是我的一个朋友，他有一，他呢就是在他的那个住的那个社区里面，他每他就是说是去到每一家，每一家呢给每一家呢发送一个就是福音的那些宣传单张。
Well, that's what she should have done. That's what she did do, but the Levites didn't do that.
这
This
就是。
Levite didn't do that.
这就是那些利未人他们应该做的，他们本来也应该去那么做，但这个利未人却没有这么做。
So this lawyer who is testing the Lord Jesus, verse 25, was he like the priest? Was he like the Levite?
其实这个里面这个律法师呢，他呢试探主耶稣的这个人，在第二十五节里，他是像那个祭司啊，他是像那个利未人吗？
We don't read that he brought a lot of people to hear the Lord Jesus preach this day. He came himself not to learn, but to test the Lord Jesus. Shame on him.
在这里我并没有读到呢，他带一大群人呢来听主耶稣基督讲道，来听主耶稣基督。他只是说自己来了，自己来了。他呢就是说是他想试探主耶稣基督，这个人应该感到羞愧。
Verse 33 says, but a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him.
第三十三节说，唯有一个撒玛利亚人行路来到这里，看见他就怜悯他。
And verse 34, he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and he set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him.
三十节上前用油和酒倒在他的伤处，包裹好了，扶他骑上自己的牲口，带到店里去照顾他。
And that is a picture. That's a picture, isn't it, of what we should be doing. That's a picture of what the Lord Jesus did. The priest should have done it. The Levite should have done it. But the Lord Jesus did what they didn't do.
因为里面就是这是一个画面，就是我们应该去做的，这也是主耶稣基督已经做的，也就是说是那个就是律法师应该做，立位人应该做的，但是呢，祭司应该做的，但是呢，他们却没有做。
But it's interesting that what this Samaritan did was not just a superficial help.
因为这个非常有意思，是这个撒玛利亚人呢，他做的呢，并不仅仅只是肤浅的帮他一下。
Just look at all the things he did. Verse 33, he came to where he was. That's number one. He saw him, number two. He had compassion on him, number three.
第六个里面呢，就是三三节。第一个呢，就是他从他那里来；第二个呢，就是看见他；第三个呢，就是他联系他。
He went to him, verse 34, number four.
第三、四节第四点，他上去看他。
He bandaged his wounds, number five.
然后呢，第五个呢，就是把它包裹好了，把它伤口。
He poured on oil and wine, number six.
第六节课呢，就是他用了油和酒倒在他的伤处。
He set him on his own animal, number seven.
他把他扶上自己的牲口，这是第七点。
He brought him to the inn, number eight.
把他带到店里，这是他第八。
He took care of him, number nine.
他在照顾他，这是第九点。
On the next day, when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, "Take care of him."
第35节说呢，第二天他当他离开时候，拿出2钱银子交给店主说："你照顾他。
So that's number 10. And whatever more you spend when I come again, I will repay you. That's number 11.
刚才第10点，然后呢，他又说呢："你照顾他此外的费用，我回来必还你。"这是第11点。
Now, very often it's the privilege of the Christian to do good things for people.
因为这个呢，非常普遍的是呢，就是说是基督徒的荣幸去跟一些人做一些好事。
And we tell them often about the Lord Jesus.
我们通常呢告诉他们关于主耶稣基督。
And we reach out to help them maybe a little.
我们通常呢就是出去呢帮帮他们，有时候一点点。
Do we always do all 11 of those things?
所以我们是不是总是说把上面的11点都做到了呢？
Eric Peterson was not at our meeting last night.
因为 Eric Peterson 昨天不在，我们没有来参加会。
And the reason is because one of his friends was in need.
因为原因呢是他的一个朋友呢有需要。
And instead of leaving him, he said, "I've got to stay with this man." He stayed with him, he paid for him, he drove him to where he was. He gave him what he needed. He took care of him in a wonderful way.
他本来呢就是应该把他留下来的，参加会议，但是却没有，所以呢，他呢就是去照顾他，他呢给他付账，然后呢带他去他该去的地方，然后呢就是开车送他，这个是一个就是说他对待他是一种非常的友好的方式。
Not all of us love one another the way Eric loved that man.
这并不是说是我们每一个人呢，都像艾瑞克爱那个人一样去爱周围的人。
Verse 36 says, "So which of these three do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves?"
第36节说："你想这三个人哪一个是落在强盗手中之人的邻舍？"
He said, the one who showed mercy on him.
因为那个人就说那是怜悯他的那个，
And so the Lord Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise."
所以主耶稣基督跟他说："那你去照样行吧。
And that's the recall of the Lord Jesus to all of us, a marvelous story.
”这是主耶稣基督对我们所有人的一个呼召，这是都是去做这样的事情。
This man wasn't interested in living like that.
这个人对这样的生活不感兴趣，
All he wanted to do was test the Lord Jesus.
他所以要做的只是试探主耶稣。
I think it's true. Most people who hear about the truth of the Lord Jesus say, "That's very interesting," and I'll go and not pay any attention.
因为我认为呢，这也是真的。很多人呢，当他们听到了主耶稣基督说以后呢，他说呢，我不感兴趣，我也不会引起我注意，我这该干嘛干嘛。
So the attitude of this man was wrong, but the Lord Jesus did answer his question and said to him, You start living the way you ought to live, and that'll be fine. He couldn't have done it. He should have said, I can't do that.
因为里面呢，就是这个人呢，首先那个人来到他的态度就不对，他来到主耶稣基督这里，主耶稣基督呢，但是主耶稣就告诉他呢，你应该怎么样去生活，但是呢，他说呢，他本来应该说呢，我可以这么去做，但是我做不到，但是呢，他却不说，他来试探主。
And if he had said that, I believe that the Lord Jesus Christ would have said, All right, you need to believe God. You need to be born again so that you can live the kind of life you ought to live.
因为这个里面呢，就是那这么说呢，主耶稣基督在会对他说：“你需要神，你需要重生。”那么说呢，这样呢，你才能够活出你应该活出的人生。
All right, well, now that's the story. About how a man was told he should live, but didn't. Now, another story. How should we live?
所以这个里面呢，就是说是这是一个故事，告诉一个人呢，本来他应该怎么样去活，所以他，但是他并没有那样去活。那么说呢，下一个故事呢，就是告诉我们应该怎么样去活。
It says, verse 38, as it happened, as they now it happened, as they went. That he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house.
因为第38节说，他们走动的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，接他到自己家里。
I think the Lord had several, if not many, friends who said to him, as the woman said to Elijah, sorry, Elisha, years earlier, when you pass this way, you come to my house. I'm happy to have you stay in my house.
因为我认为呢，这个人呢，他就像那个就当时以利杀以利亚的那个时候呢一样，那个女的说呢，她说当你经过我家的时候呢，我想让你进入我的家。
And we're going to learn later that her house was in Bethany, just outside Jerusalem, on the east side of the city.
因为我们呢，稍后会知道呢，就说是这个伯大尼呢，他就是说是在那个耶路撒冷城的外的一个小城，只是在耶路撒冷城的东面。
And I think she loved the Lord Jesus a lot.
我认为呢，他非常爱主耶稣。
And when she invited him to her house, she said, You know, I'm going to feed him a really good meal.
因为当他邀请主耶稣的进入他家的时候，他说：“你知道吗？我要把最好吃的给他吃。
When I was a boy, I used to often go home in the afternoon and I would watch my mother. I would say, What are you doing, mother?
”因为就是当我还是个小男孩的时候呢，就是说是我下午回家以后，我会看着我的妈妈，我说：“妈妈，你在做什么？”
Sometimes she would say to me, Harold, I'm making a cake.
有时候呢，他会跟我说：“那 Harold，我在烤一个蛋糕。
And my mother's cakes were really good.
”所以，我妈妈做的蛋糕非常好吃。
And I said, Why are you making a cake today?
我说：“你今天为什么要烤蛋糕了？”
And she would say, Well, there's a preacher going to be coming to our house for supper tonight. And I want to serve him a really good meal.
今天呢有个讲道人呢，今天晚上要来我家吃晚饭，所以呢，我要让他把最好吃的都给他吃。
Now, I think my mother learned how to do that by studying the life of this woman, Martha.
所以呢，我认为呢，就是说我的妈妈她知道这么做呢，是因为她研究了这个叫马大人的人生。
And I think my mother said, It isn't Jesus who's coming tonight, but it's one of Jesus' servants who's coming. I'm going to make him a really good meal.
因为我认为他说呢，我妈妈说呢，不，今天呢不是主耶稣基督来到我家里，但是呢却是主耶稣基督的一个仆人来到我家里，所以我要呢把最好吃的给他吃。
Now it would appear that Martha was a single woman. I don't think she had ever married.
其实看起来呢，就是这个马大呢，她是单身女人，我认为她从来没结过婚。
And she had a sister, and I think she, at this point, wasn't married either.
因为就是她有一个妹妹，这个里呢，就是说是名字呢叫玛利亚。
And so, verse 39 says, she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word.
就是第三句，就是他有一个妹子名叫雅利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。
So, I think Jesus knocked at the door and was met at the door by Mary or Martha, and they invited him in. And Martha went back to the kitchen to work on supper, and Mary went into the living room and sat down with Jesus, and he started to talk to her and teach her.
其实你们我认为呢，主耶稣基督呢敲他家的门，然后呢，他们开了门，主耶稣基督看见了马大和玛利亚。那么说呢，马大呢进到厨房呢准备晚餐，那么说呢，玛利亚呢在客厅里呢就是说听主耶稣基督讲道。那么主耶稣基督开始呢跟他说话，教导他。
And I think that it got kind of busy in the kitchen. So verse 40 says, but Martha was distracted with much serving. And she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to come and help me.
就是你认为当时呢，那个马大在厨房里一个人忙不过来，所以第40节马大伺候的事儿都心里忙乱，就进来说：“主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人侍候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。
Now you'll often find that in the Christian life.
”你通常在这个基督徒的人生，你会发现这一点。
You'll often find there's lots of work to be done, but not always are there lots of people to do the work.
所以你总是会发现呢，有很多事情要做，但是并没有很多人来帮你忙。
I've often told you that in a church there are four kinds of jobs that you can do.
我当然呢，告诉大家呢，就是在教会里有四类的工作你可以做，
There are easy glory jobs.
因为也容易做的，但是能够得到荣耀的。
There are hard glory jobs.
有些呢非常难做的事儿，但也能得到荣耀。
There are easy no glory jobs.
其实也容易的，但是得不到荣耀的。
And there are hard no glory jobs.
也有些非常难的，但是呢也没得不到荣耀的权。
Which job would you rather do?
你愿意做哪一样工作？
Oh, you see, I guess I'd like to do the easy glory job. I'll do a little, and people will say, Oh, Harold, that's wonderful. Oh,
现在我说呢，我想做那个容易的，但是在荣耀的工作。你看呢？如果我做的，你就说，哦，看看 Harvard，哦，Harvard 多好。
And then there are the hard, no glory jobs. And when you do it, the only thing people ever say is, Didn't it wasn't done very well. Should have been done better than that.
因为有些呢，就是说是非常难做的，就是说是就得不到荣耀的工作。因为人们看到你做那样的工作的时候呢，说总是说是啊，你还没做好，你本来应该做得更好。
So if you go to the chapel and you start working in the things of God, which job do you think you're going to find easiest to find?
因为你呢，来到那个教堂里面。找到一个服侍神的工作，你认为呢？哪样工作呢？你最更容易找到？
The hard, no glory jobs, there's always lots of them to do.
现在就是那些难的、得不到荣耀的工作，这总是有那样的一些工作要人来做。
What happens if you start to do the easy glory job?
如果你开始做那些容易的、又能得荣耀的工作，会怎么样呢？
Somebody will probably push you out of the way and say, That's my job. You can't do that. You go somewhere else.
有些人呢，可能把你推开，说：“那这我来做吧，你去做别的事情吧。
So we've got a lot to learn about serving the Lord properly.
”现在我们要学习很多很多，怎样来去正确的去服侍主。
So Martha decided she was going to give him a good supper. Was that a good thing to do?
因为马大呢决定呢给他呢主耶稣就提供一个好的晚餐，这是一个好事情去做吗？
Yes, that would have been a good thing to do.
当然了，是好事情去做。
And Mary didn't help her. Was that good or bad?
所以玛利亚不帮助他，这是好的还是不好的？
Well, Martha thought it was bad.
因为马大认为这不好。
And so she says to the Lord Jesus, Tell Mary to come and help me, please.
所以呢，马大跟主耶稣基督说呢：“你告诉玛利亚呢，帮帮我。
Verse 41 says, Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you're worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary has chosen that good part which will not be taken away from her.
”意思是，耶稣回答说：“马大，马大，你为许多的事。”思虑烦忧，但有一件事是必要的。玛利亚已经选择了那上好的部分，是不能从她夺去的。
What is more important, to hear God's word or to make a good meal?
所以哪一样更重要呢？是听神的道呢，还是去做一顿好吃的呢？
What is more important, to listen to the Lord Jesus or to do the work?
所以呢，就是说是哪一样呢？更重要呢？是听主耶稣基督讲吗？还是去做事儿呢？
And the answer is, of course, always. Both are important, but the more important is to make sure that you're listening to the Lord Jesus.
答案是呢，两样呢都是重要的，但是更重要的呢，就是说你要确保你要去听主耶稣基督讲话。
You often wonder why certain men of God have more power and more usefulness to God than others. Why are some more successful in the work of God.
因为你就是在想呢，有些人呢，他呢总是说是那个有更奇妙的方式呢被神呢利用。那么说呢，为什么有些人呢，他呢就是说在服侍神的过程中非常的成功呢？
And often you will find that it's obvious that the one who serves the Lord more diligently with time and body, but doesn't serve him in terms of prayer and Bible study, those people aren't that successful. The ones who are successful are the ones who pray and who read the Bible and who spend time with Jesus. They're like Mary, and Mary is a greater woman than even Martha.
发现呢，通常发现那些人呢，他们呢，就是说是花了大量的时间呢，去做一些事情，但是他们却不祷告，也不听神的话。你发现这样的一些人呢，他们呢就并不是非常成功。但是你发现那些非常成功的那些人呢，他们就是经常读圣经，经常祷告，经常去听神的话。就是那些人呢，他们像玛利亚这样的人，他们服侍主非常成功。
And so, as you read missionary biography or Christian biography, you will often find the secret lives of the men of God.
一旦你去读那些那个宣教士的和属神的人的那些人的自传的时候呢，你就发现呢，他们的里面呢有很多他们那个服侍神的秘诀。
And very often, you will find that they were more like Mary first than they were like Martha.
所以呢，通常呢，你就会发现呢，他们呢，非常的像玛利亚，然后呢，首先像玛利亚，然后像马大。
And so the story is told of Billy Graham when he was a university student at a Christian university, he joined the prayer group.
其实有一个故事呢，是那个就是葛培里讲的。当他呢在大学里呢，就是说是上大学的时候呢，他是一个基督徒的大学，他加入了一个祷告会。
And the students in that prayer group said that they were going to rise early every morning to pray.
因为在那个小组的祷告小组的那一群学生呢，说呢他们每天早上要早起参加祷告会。
And very often, Billy Graham was the only one in that group who went to the prayer meeting.
你通常呢，在那个小组里呢，葛培里呢是唯一一个参加了祷告会的人。
And God was able to use Billy Graham far more than a lot of those other people.
其实呢，用那个比葛培理呢，远远超过用其他的那一组的其他的人。
And a preacher that I knew who came to Vancouver, he when he first went as a missionary to Africa, he said, "The very first thing I will read every morning will be the Bible. I won't read anything else until I have read the Bible."
因为这个里面呢，就我的一个宣教士，他去到了非洲，他告诉我说呢，他呢通常呢每天早晨呢读的第一本书呢就是圣经，在他读圣经之前呢，他不会读任何其他的书。
Not surprisingly, he became a powerful man of God.
所以呢，他成为呢神的有力的那个仆人，这个就不奇怪了。
What Martha did was good.
那马大做的是好的。
What Mary did was far better and essential.
所以这个那个就是玛利亚做的是远远要好，并且是必要的。
And so the Lord commended Mary.
所以呢，主呢表扬了玛利亚。
All right, well now moving on, verse 1 of chapter 11.
所以我们呢就是翻到那个就是第11章的第1节。
It came to pass as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples."
第一节说呢，耶稣在一个地方祷告，祷告完了，他的一个门徒对他说：“主啊，教导我们祷告，就像约翰教导他的门徒。
How do you encourage other people to do the right thing?
”你怎样去鼓励其他的人做正确的事儿呢？
Well, do it yourself, and they will watch you, and then they'll say, "Well, you do it. It's important for you. Could you teach me how to do it?"
你首先你自己去做，你自己去做呢，他们就会看见。他们看见呢，就说哦，你做得很好，也是非常重要的。那么呢，你来教教我怎么做。
So what we have following now is the Lord's Prayer, and he taught the people because he showed them how important it was to pray by his own example.
因为你们呢，我们现在要读的呢是主呢教导他们祷告，祷告呢他也该教导他们他自己怎样是这样去生活的，他怎样呢活出这样的一个榜样的。
So he said to them, "Teach us to pray." And he said, "All right, I will tell you to how to pray."
因为他就是讲的是教导我们祷告，那么主说呢，好吧，那我就教导你们怎样去祷告。
So he says, "When you pray, say, 'Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.'"
第二节，那个耶稣对他们说：“你们祷告的时候要说呢，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
So, when you pray, you address God as Father.
”一旦你呢，就是说是祷告的时候呢，你认神作父。
So, the first thing is, when you pray, to whom do you pray?
因为就是问题是呢，你当你祷告，你是向谁祷告呢？
And it's very logical for us to pray to the Father.
因为我们来说，祷向父祷告是父神祷告是非常有逻辑的。
When I was a little boy and I needed something, I knew not to go across the street to Mr. Jones and say, "Mr. Jones, can you give me something?" I knew far better. I said, "If I need something, I'm going to go ask my daddy."
因为当我还是个小男孩的时候呢，我知道我需要什么东西的时候呢，我并不是走到那个街对面去找那个 Jones 先生要，我说 Jones 先生，我要一点东西，而是呢，就是我直接去找我父亲，我说父亲呢，我想要点东西。
So, when you pray, pray to God the Father.
跟你祷告的时候呢，向父神祷告。
Now, many people, especially in the Roman Catholic religion, have been taught to pray to Mary.
因为很多宗教，特别是呢罗马天主教，他们教导他们要去向玛利亚祷告。
Or to pray to other Christian saints, they say.
所以呢，或者呢，像其他的一些基督徒圣徒祷告，他们说。
But that would be very foolish to pray to Mary or to the saints for several reasons.
所以呢，但是呢，如果你像玛利亚还有其他的圣徒祷告呢，是非常愚蠢的，有以下几个原因。
Number one, the Lord Jesus doesn't say we should. He says we should pray to God the Father.
所以第一点呢，就是主耶稣的说呢，我们祷告的时候呢，我们应该不应该我并不是说要向圣徒祷告，而是说我们应该向父神祷告。
Number two, there is no evidence in the Bible that Mary could hear your prayer or any other saint hear your prayer.
第二点呢，就是说是圣经里面任何地方告诉你，玛利亚和其他那些圣徒能够听到你的祷告。
Number three, there's no evidence that if they could hear, they could do anything about it.
第三点呢，就是说是如果呢，就是他们真的能够听到，也没有任何证据证明他们可以做点什么。
Now, the Roman Catholic says, women are very compassionate. And because they're compassionate, probably the Mary would be more understanding and more compassionate than the Father, and therefore pray to her.
罗马天主教说呢，那妇女呢更有怜悯心。那么说呢，玛利亚呢，她是个妇女。那么说呢，如果你向玛利亚祷告的话呢，她可能比父神呢更有怜悯心，所以你们向她祷告。
And that is fallacious reasoning.
所以这个是一个非常愚蠢的一个不讲道
And
理。
it is contrary to what God says.
所以这个呢是跟那个神说的话是对立的。
So when you go to the Bible and you want to know how to live, remember, do what God says. Don't try to figure out some alternative that would suit you.
因为里面，当你读圣经的时候呢，你也一定要尝试，就是说去做神叫你做的，不要去想找出一些对你自己有利的另外的一些方法去做。
Now, some people say, when I pray to Jesus.
有人说，当我祷告的时候，我向耶稣祷告。
And they say, the reason I do that is because Jesus is God. And if I pray to Jesus, he's God, so he will help me. He'll hear, and he can't help me.
因为这个呢，有些人说呢，就是说呢，因为我这么做的目的呢，是因为主耶稣基督他是神，所以呢，我向他祷告呢，他也会帮助我。
And all of that is true, but there is this problem. And the problem is this: Jesus told us to pray to the Father, not to himself.
因为这些呢都是真的，但是呢，这里出现一个问题，出现一个问题呢，主耶稣基督教导我们祷告的时候呢，是向父神祷告，而不是向他自己祷告。
All right, so back now to Luke chapter 11, and we're reading in verse 2.
现在我们回到那个《马太福音》第11章，我们再读第二节。
And it says, Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name.
也就是我们在天上的父，愿人尊你的名为圣。
That is very important. God's name is a wonderful name, and we should hold it in holy reverence.
所以这个非常重要的，神的名呢是一个奇妙的名字，所以我们要以敬畏的方式来称呼他的名。
Remember now, the commandment says, Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord your God in vain.
所以你们大家也都记得，在十诫里说呢，你不要妄称神的名。
And many people do. They take God's name and they use it in swearing and they blame something bad that's happened on God.
你这个里面呢，就是这个也是一个事实，很多人呢拿这个发誓，用神的名发誓，所以呢，他们呢把认为呢，在他们人生里发生一些坏事呢，他们责怪神。
When they're surprised, they often have a name. They often call upon God in surprise, and they use his name there.
当他们感到惊奇的时候呢，他们通常呢就是呼叫神的名，他们把神的名用在那个地方。
God's name is to be hallowed, it is to be revered, it is to be honored, it is not to be used contemptuously or in any other way.
因为神呢，他的名字呢是神圣的，所以呢，就说是啊，是一个应该去尊敬的、去敬拜的，而不能用在其他的方式上。
And so this prayer is not just that people use God's name wisely. It is that we should pray that other people will use God's name only wisely.
这个里面呢，就说是这，你不仅仅告诉我们要是非常明智的去称呼神的名，同样呢，我们要祷告，让其他的人呢，也要非常明智的去称呼神的名。
And then the next line says, Your kingdom come.
下一句说呢，愿你的国降临。
That is what the Christian is praying all the time. He says, Lord, we want your kingdom to come on this earth. We want it to come soon.
所以这些基督徒们是一直祷告的。我们说呢，主啊，我们想要您的国降临在地上，要很快的降临。
This prayer is the motivation to cause us to work toward his coming kingdom.
对这个里面的这个祷告呢，就是说是让我们呢有这样的动机去为他的王国到来去工作。
And when we were children, we quoted these verses in school as a prayer every single school day morning.
因为当我们还是小孩子的时候呢，我们在学校里每天的早晨呢，第一场祷告就是要背诵这个主导文。
And so when we quoted this line, I often would say to myself, Lord, I don't see your kingdom coming very often in this school.
因为当我祷告这句话的时候呢，我就说主啊，我并没有经常看到您的国降临在我们学校里。
So I would say, Lord, I'm praying that your kingdom will come to this earth, but in particular, I want your kingdom to come to me today.
现在我就祷告说：“我说主啊，我要您的国呢降到这个地球上呢，但是特别的呢是呢，我要您的国呢降临在我身上。
And then we pray, Your will be done.
”然后我们祷告说呢：“愿您的旨意，行。
And we would certainly like God's will to be done in Canada.
”我们当然呢，就是想要主的旨意行在加拿大。
And we would like His will to be done in the United States and all over the world.
我们也想要神的旨意呢，就是行在美国和其他的世界各地。
And Amir would like his will, God's will, to be done in Iran.
李阿米尔呢，希望呢，神的旨意呢，行在伊朗。
And so we pray for that.
所以我们也为这个祷告。
But we also pray and say, Lord, I want your will to be done in my life today.
所以我们同样呢，也要祷告。我们说主啊，我们要您的旨意呢，今天就行在我的人生里。
To what extent?
所以呢，这个怎么样延伸？
Well, the prayer says that your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
因为这里讲的是，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
That means that God's will should be done. We want God's will to be done on earth in an absolutely perfect way. Just like it will be when we get to heaven.
这个呢，就是说是这个是非常明显的。我们想要主的旨意行在地上，行在地上呢，就是这个旨意要在地上以一种完美的方式行在地上，就像呢，当他行在地上的时候，我们感觉我们就在天上一样。
And therefore, we would take our own life and we would say, Lord, I would like your will to be done in my life today. Just like it will be done in my life 1,000 years from now.
因为这个里面呢，就是说我们也要这么祷告。我们说祷告说主啊，我们想要您的旨意呢行在我的人生里，是我的人生里现在行在我身，人生里就像在1000年以后行在我的人生里一样。
Well, those are beautiful and profound truths.
这是一些非常美的并且深刻的真理。
The next one is very simple, verse 3. Give us day by day our daily bread.
下一句呢非常简单，第三节说我们日用的饮食，天天赐给我们。
Often in the Old Testament, you'll remember, there were times of great famine.
因为你知道，在那个就旧约里，通常呢有一个大饥荒的年代。
And very many occasions in the Old Testament, the people of God didn't have enough food every day.
所以通常呢，就是在那个时候呢，属神的人呢，通常呢，他每天都吃不饱。
Now, by God's grace, most of us today, I guess all of us today, had enough to eat.
就借着神的恩典，那就是说，我相信呢，我们大多数人，或者说我们所有人呢，每天都能够吃饱。
And so I don't find myself praying so often saying, Lord, make sure that you provide enough food for me. But I do spend time every day, many times saying, Lord, thank you for the food that you do give me.
因为里面呢，就是我发现我自己呢，现在并不经常祷告说主啊，求您呢提供我足够的食物，让我吃饱。我通常祷告的时候呢，我就说呢，主啊，感谢您呢给我提供的这么多的食物，让我得饱足。
Well, again, the problem in these meetings is that you go a little bit and then the time runs out.
所以再次呢，这个会议的问题呢，就是呢，我们学了一点东西呢，时间就到了。
And so we're going to leave our study here in the middle of this prayer. We'll pick up on verse 4 next week.
所以我们今天呢，要停在这个第三节这里，下一次呢，我们要从第四节开始学习。
But as we've looked at this prayer, among other things, we say, thank you, Lord, for the fact that we have a Father in heaven who loves us, cares for us, and among other things, continues to give us daily bread. We say, thank you, Lord. You're a good God.
因为除了这些事情以外呢，我们就感到非常的神奇呢。就是我们要感谢赞美，因为我们在天上有一个神，这个天上呢，他爱我们，关心我们，他每日提供我们足够的食物给我们吃。我们就是说，我们感谢神，这我们有一个非常奇妙的神。
All right, well, let's have a word of prayer and then we'll dismiss.
所以我们现在做一个祷告，然后呢，我们就下课了。
Lord, we want to thank you that our God cares enough about us to tell us how to pray.
今天呢，主要我们非常感恩，我们就是有一位神呢，非常关心我们，他告诉我们怎样去祷告。
And we go beyond that and we say, thank you so much for hearing our prayer and for answering our prayer. Each of us, Lord, can look back at times in our life when it's so obvious that God has answered our prayers.
所以在这个之上呢，我们就感谢呢，就是是神呐，也您呢，就是听我们的祷告，也回应我们的祷告。那么说呢，我们在每个人的人生里都可以找到神来回应我们的祷告。
And so our prayer then, Lord, is twofold. With the disciples, we would say, Lord, teach us to pray.
所以呢，主要我们就说是。祷告呢，就是有点那个啥，就是像门徒们说的一样，大家求您教导我们祷告。
And then we would say, Lord, and teach us and answer our prayers in such a way that we can praise you and give thanks. Lord, continue to answer our prayers, please.
然后呢，我们就祷告呢，主啊，求您呢以那种方式呢去回应我们的祷告，让我们呢可以就是赞美你，感谢您呢，就是让求您呢一直呢回应我们的祷告。
And so for all this, we give thanks and we pray that you will continue to hear us when we pray. Help us, Lord, keep on answering prayer.
最主要，这位是所有的一切呢，就是说我们献上感恩，所以我们就是说，主啊，求您呢应允我们的祷告，求您呢一直应允我们的祷告。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name. Amen.
们献上感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名，Amen。
Amen.
Amen。
Thank you all.
感
May the
谢，
Lord
谢
bless us
谢。
all.